Message number 1313. Mother of Salvation People Choose Their Own Destiny. Tuesday, January 20th, 2015 at 15:30. My dear children, there will come shortly a great deceit which will fall upon the world like a curtain. This deceit will almost obliterate the truth, but those who are blessed with the light of my Son's mercy will see the falsities which mask the Word of God. Not since man was created will God permit his enemies to succumb to such deceit, a deceit which has one purpose only. That is to wipe away all traces of God in your society, so that all those who do not come from Him will be elevated to great positions of power. God permits this as the greatest test of the human race to determine who is for Him and who is against Him. The world has committed grave offenses against my Eternal Father, and it continues to plunge deeper into mortal sin. Sacred servants, including priests, bishops, and cardinals, have for over 40 years failed to teach God's children the truth. Many of them will not acknowledge the existence of sin, nor will they warn people of the grave dangers that mortal sin brings to souls. God's servants have one duty, and that is to instruct the faithful in all things that are moral and show souls the dangers of failing to live a good life. Sin is no longer referred to as the greatest enemy which causes man to separate from God. Children, God does not desire to cause fear, but you must never be tempted to believe that hell does not exist, because it does. People choose their own destiny, and those souls who do not ask God to forgive them their sins will find it very difficult to enter the gates of my Son's kingdom. You must cling to the truth always. God has revealed the truth through His prophets. Do not turn your backs on the truth, because if you do, you will embrace false doctrine and mistakenly believe that it will unlock the gates to your inheritance. So many people are being misled and believe that once you look after the material welfare of God's children, then this is all that matters. Look after your own souls, dear children, because you have one, and it will last for eternity whether you reside with my Son in His kingdom or are cast away from Him. Never neglect your own souls, or you will find it difficult to unite with my Son. The truth will live forever, as it is the Word of God. It can never change. Your beloved Mother, Mother of Salvation.